This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Opponents of trade have been making some interesting arguments lately. As the House is getting ready to take up Trade Promotion Authority, better known as Fast Track, some claim that the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which would benefit from Fast Track, is being negotiated in secret and would allow unsafe food to enter our country. The facts are, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and other trade negotiations are no more secret than any other trade talks have been. They are not complete and, when finished, they will be subjected to a full review by Congress. In the meantime, we and others can and do monitor these negotiations as they happen. But unless other groups have the proverbial crystal ball, no one, including the negotiators themselves, will know the final outcome until those negotiations are concluded. Trade opponents are creating imaginary concerns, as they usually do, because they fear competition, something that is not unique to this go-around. But that argument doesn't win the day. So they create diversions. Farmers and ranchers, on the other hand, recognize that the majority of the world's consumers live outside the United States. We are confident that we produce the agricultural goods that those consumers want. Frankly, it is frustrating that the United States seems to be the only country that is wringing its hands over whether to open new markets, while other countries sign deals left and right and leave U.S. farmers and ranchers behind. We must tap growing markets outside our country in order to fuel our economic growth here at home. Farm Bureau monitors trade negotiations as they happen to ensure that negotiators address any real concerns about food and agricultural trade. After the deal is completed, be assured that we will go through it and determine whether it is a good deal on the whole for America's farmers and ranchers, just as we always do. But we cannot and will not pass judgment until a deal is final. Congress shouldn't let straw man arguments draw attention away from trade opponents' true motives. While it is unwise to presume the outcome of ongoing negotiations, we know that negotiations must proceed to have any chance of placing American agriculture in the winner's circle. Congress must pass Trade Promotion Authority so that agreements that open overseas markets to our farmers and ranchers are possible. Senators Cory Gardner of Colorado and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee recently introduced the Farm Bureau-supported Protecting Orderly and Responsible Transit of Shipments Act. The legislation is intended to reduce labor slowdowns and shutdowns at ports by extending Taft-Hartley powers to state governors. Governors would be allowed to put together a board of inquiry and start a process to end a worker action if the board determines it will cause economic harm. Only the president currently has such power. Under the 1947 Taft-Hartley Amendments to the National Labor Relations Act. The Environmental Protection Agency is soliciting comments on its proposal to add label restrictions for foliar application of pesticides when managed bees are present under contract for pollination services. Comments are due June 29th. AFBF will be requesting a 60-day extension of the comment period. State Farm Bureaus may also request an extension. EPA published its proposal in the Federal Register on May 29th as part of the administration's broader initiatives related to pollinator health issues. In addition to the proposed label restrictions, the agency's May 29th publication noted the adoption of state-managed pollinator protection plans and EPA's belief that such plans could mitigate risk to non-contract bees. EPA's proposal requested comment on this view, as well as what kind of measures should be used to demonstrate that state and tribal pollinator protection plans are effective. For farmers and ranchers, an off-road side-by-side utility vehicle, such as the Ranger from Farm Bureau member benefits partner Polaris, is the Swiss Army knife of vehicles. You find yourself using it everywhere. Whether you're leaving the blacktop behind for family fun and adventure or meeting the day-to-day needs of your operation, the number one goal of every ride should be to make sure you can do it again tomorrow. That's what makes off-road vehicle safety such an essential topic. The Illinois Farm Bureau is once again asking its members to bring rural life into focus by taking and submitting pictures for the annual member photography contest. Picture Illinois, the 2015 member photo contest, is open to IFB members and their families. The contest is limited to photos taken in Illinois in 2013 or after by amateur photographers. Entrants can submit their photos to one of three categories, including Looking Up, Fairs and Festivals, and Hidden History. The grand prize winner will receive $150, while three first place winners will receive $75 each. Three second place winners will receive $25 each and the photo selected as member's choice at Illinois Farm Bureau's 2015 annual meeting in December will receive $50. The contest runs from June 1 to November 1, 2015. Winners will be announced in the spring 2016 issue of Partners Magazine and in Farm Week in January 2016. Employees and immediate family members of Illinois Farm Bureau and its affiliated companies are not eligible. To view previous winning photos, obtain the complete contest rules, and to enter online, go to www.ilfbphotos.org. The Macoupin County Fair is making changes to some of livestock show rules due to state regulations. These changes include the times that show animals must be on the fairgrounds. All beef, swine, sheep, and meat goats now must be on the grounds for 72 hours. The 72-hour rule will only affect exhibitors at that show beef, swine, sheep, and meat goats. The Fair Board has made the following changes. All swine must be checked in by Monday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Weigh-in will take place on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. The swine show will be Wednesday, June 17th. All swine will be eligible for release on Thursday, June 18th at 8 p.m. All beef must be checked in by Wednesday, June 15th at 8 a.m. Steers will be weighed at 11 a.m. on Thursday, June 18th. The beef show will be Friday, June 19th, and all cattle will be eligible for release on Saturday, June 20th at 8 a.m. All sheep must be checked in by Sunday, June 14th at noon. Weigh-in will be Tuesday, June 16th at 8 a.m. The sheep show will take place Tuesday, June 16th. All sheep will be eligible for release Wednesday, June 17th at noon. Goats must be checked in by Wednesday, June 15th at 6 p.m. The goat show will take place on Saturday, June 20th, and all goats will be eligible for release at Saturday at 6 p.m. If any exhibitor has any further questions about the livestock shows, please contact the Macoupin County Fair Office at 217-854-9422 or refer to the Macoupin County Fair website at macoupincountyfair.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.